My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda goes for the money grab. Will she get a tote bag? Listen and enjoy.
Fuck you, fuck your scamming, and fuck Joe Curry. We move on.
Mr. Davin. Ann, is that you?
Hi, Mr. Davin. I have gotten this. Not what I was looking for. Don't you read emails?
I said clearly if I'm going to entertain this, I need to know your musical abilities.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
I can make dresses.
I can't. A dress doesn't fill airtime.
It fills a waistline.
Or I fill it. I go, and how can I do that? She goes, I don't really know. Anyhow you can.
Ah!
Uh-huh. So it's going to make you say it.
Yeah, it's like with Channel 13, you know? Any way you can help us.
Would you like a tote bag?
Yeah. You're
gonna... With a picture.
That would be funny. You send in the check and a Channel 13 tote bag.
Channel 13 is our local PBS station.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Or send those, send a request for money, but also send those little return and those return address stickers
labels.
For the envelopes.
Kitties are dying.
Kitties are dying.
She goes, I don't really know any how you can. I go, well, you think I can, so I thought you had something in mind. She goes, can you help me at least finish the course I started?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. I go, how do you want me to do that?
Uh-huh.
Could you please send me some money?
Ah! There we go! There we go! There we go!
Oh, my God.
There we go!
I think I just came. I was waiting for that money grab.
It sounds like
month.
That. Applause. There we go.
There we go.
30 hours of you poking around there. There we go.
And meanwhile, Mr. Helix is somewhere going, how did they do that?
Both of them? Why, Iota?
It was a simultaneous orgasm on our show.
I'm coming right over there. First, I got to pack this tent, and I'm heading over there to kick your ass.
Clean up this field.
Pack this tent and see. Shit, there's no food here. God damn. All right, now I'm going to go.
Put all these drums and cases, and then I'll be right over.
Joe, before you take your bows, you figured this was coming, but you thought this was coming a couple of months from now. You didn't think it was coming this quickly.
Well, you know, the thing is, it was leading up, and basically each story. I mean, they'll take you down weird paths, David. I mean, we just heard the whole thing with the...
somebody calling in with the congratulations.
News research. But we've heard this with the Ann Jackson thing, where this takes whole twists and turns. They twist and turn it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to find out what will work.
Yeah.
What will get to you. What will get your sympathy.
What presses your buttons.
And this whole thing right now, she's got you in, and now she's luring you in with the sewing thing. This is when she shit her pants when he's telling her about a job.
I know.
You know, shut up, stupid. I've been
working up to the money grab, and you're talking about Craigslist?
Right. No, Craigslist, really? You go on. And then she starts with that school, and leads up.
The chat room erupted in cheers. They're like, there it is!
What a bunch of... They're happy that she's asking for... What a bunch of despicable people
we all are.
But here's the deal, too.
Bunch of creeps, every one of you, our fans, and my co-hosts. Think David's not happy about this.
I would love to see them going, who had 10 months? Who had,
And in a way, as a devil's advocate, on her end, okay, believe me, you're in positions where you're trying to ask for something or reach out and do something or let somebody know something.
Right.
And sometimes the circumstances aren't good.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to run with what you brung. And in a way, if she was a scammer, I feel bad for her in a sense of a scammer, as she's got to ask for this now when you're in no mood for bullshit.
And all the
times I got to do this pitch, he saw Roselli got in a fight with Stupid back in the States, and now I got to ask the question.
That's
now.
Like great.
Because they've been through the whole thing where I love you, I'm so sensitive. There's been none of that during this whole conversation.
No, and we haven't had that in a little while.
Not in a little while. You're questioning her to get a job, and now she's got to make the money grab now.
And I I made her come out with
you
it.
You made her say it. I got to tell you that in the chat, when you just got that phone call, Trucker Tom says, it's Obama calling in to congratulate fake Devin, like the Super Bowl champs.
Very good, Tom.
Devin, you're doing an honorable job. I think he's been doing good.
Lisa said, look, we wanted her to be genuine, but we knew it was coming.
This could still be genuine. Still be genuine. Uh-huh. We don't know. Still genuine.
Horseshit.
No.
Horseshit. And, but like I said,
we wanted her to be genuine. We wanted her to genuinely love fake Davin.
Yes, we did.
She still might.
She picked the wrong day to hit fake Davin up. And Trucker Tom says, it's like asking to use Dad's car after bringing home a shitty report card.
Tom's on fire.
But she
got to hand it to her. I mean, there was no lovey-dovey, sugary stuff that we've been hearing. She had to go in under not the most optimum operating conditions. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Marine, you got to take that. That beach.
She goes, God almighty, listen to the mood he's in. And now I got to make the pitch today. Really?
And there's a guy down the street holding up a sign. Look out, Davin. Here comes the money grab.
Yeah. Well, you know what? She could have backed off when I wasn't receptive right away.
Got it. Yeah,
very good. She could have backed off when I wasn't receptive right away.
She could have.
She should. You know what?
Her manager said today.
Maybe.
Yeah, it seems like there's orders.
Yeah.
Enough with this stupid. It's been long enough.
From her eyes, where she is, what her deal is, today would not be the day.
Yeah.
And if I was her, I would go, you know what? Today's not the
day. Today's not the day.
He's giving me the, you got to do it yourself. I can't ask today.
You know, but
I can't ask for money today. No,
but
all day.
Apparently
it's time to write some porn and move
him. Apparently she got called upstairs.
Yeah.
And you know.
She's like, I don't care. I don't care what kind of mood this dick's in. You get the money.
It does seem like there's new marching orders.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's continue.
She got called upstairs. Yeah.
Well, I go, well, you think I can. You think I can, so I thought you had something in mind. Can you help me at least finish the course I started? And I go, how would you like me to do that? She goes, could you please send me some money so I can finish the course? I go, how much? Anybody want to guess?
$1,500.
$1,500? That's an expensive course.
Wow, that's a lot. I was going to say $300.
$1,500 and $300. She goes, anything you can.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, she's Channel 13 you again.
You're not going to get a tote bag with that amount.
No. I could just see, like, the whole the Davin's Den logo. There's Davin on his phone. Sure. No, Brown Cotton. Sure. Hi, I'm Joe Curry for Davin's Den. There's scammers out there that need your money, so we can learn a trade.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.